And good morning. This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're getting the chance to promote and preview a really cool event that the Mercer County School District puts on annually. It's the third annual Mercer County Art Collective Art Gala that is later this month, September 20th, the date. That's a Saturday night. We're joined by a couple of students in the school district who have items that will be auctioned off as part of the event. That's Molly Dixon, a senior at Mercer County High School, and Patrick Fuller, a fifth grade student at Apollo Elementary School. Good morning, guys. Ready to talk some art?
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. So, Molly, let's start with you. You've been involved in this event, as I talked about. It's the third year that it's been going on. You've been a part of it all 3 years. So can you start by just giving maybe the listener who isn't familiar with the event, who hasn't attended one yet, kind of the overview of what goes on and what people can expect to show up?
So I know the last 3 years we've worked really hard to like make the, I know last year we did it in whatever, the building next door, and we had to like decorate it, which it's in the Opera House this year, so we don't really have to do that this year, but we make it like an atmosphere that reflects the art, and then everybody brings in pieces from every grade, every school, and then you auction them off, and it's always surprising like how much people are willing to give for each piece.
Okay, so you speak about auctioning, you know, things off, and that's something that you've been able to be a part of, like I said, for, you know, this will be the third year now. So as you see something that you have worked on yourself being bid on and auctioned off, you know, for people who aren't related to you or whatever, they're just people who enjoy the, you know, piece you put together, what is that experience like?
Well, it's always really crazy because you never really, I mean, me personally, I don't really look at a piece and I'm like, oh, that's going to go for it. Like, my piece went for like $600 last year, and I don't look at it and I'm not like, wow, that's worth $600. So it's really crazy to see people bid on it like that.
And then for you, I mean, being a part of this event too, like, what do you think makes it special? You know, we were talking before we started, it's something that really, you know, you talk about school districts around the area, you never see anything like this really. It's a really unique event to Mercer County, I feel like. So just speak a little bit about the how special this event feels.
Well, I just think it's special because, I mean, part of it is because the pieces are worth it, but then part of it is just because of, like, the people in the community believe that it's something that they should, like, support, which is really cool.
Yeah, right. So Patrick, who we mentioned, is a fifth grade student. Now, you have a little bit of a different perspective because, one, you're younger than Molly, and, two, this is the first time you've been involved in the process, right? So for you, can you start off by just kind of describing the piece of artwork that you're having auctioned off? I know you worked on it last year as a fourth grader, right?
Yes. So the piece of art, it's called, I think it's pronounced a batik or a batik. So it's basically just, you make it by like using a piece of this special piece of cloth, and then you just like sketch a picture, and then you trace over it with this kind of glue, and then you paint over it, and then you let the glue dry, and then you scrape the glue off, and it looks neat. Yeah, it looks cool. So
for you, you know, growing up as you're, you know, still elementary school student, what is your background in art? You know, what maybe do you like about it? What got you interested in pursuing, you know, working on things like this?
Well, I kind of just like art because it just gives me something to do, and I just, like, I'm good at it, and I just, it's a hobby, and yeah, I mean.
And then for you, too, being involved in an event like this as an elementary school student, like we said, a fifth grader, where, you know, you get to see something you worked on as a fourth grade kid be auctioned off, people bidding on it, wanting to own it, right? How cool is that at an age like that to be able to participate in something like this?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's, I'm excited that it's gonna be auctioned off.
So, Molly, as we've talked about, you know, year three for the event, what type of growth have you seen from, you know, year one, it was your sophomore year of high school, now year three as you're a senior, just in terms of the support that you feel like this event has received, you know, and kind of the excitement level, I suppose, going into it too each year?
I think the first year it was great. Like, there was a ton of people, and I just think that they were maybe a little hesitant the first year. And then last year it was like everybody just let go, and it was crazy. Like,
yeah, and so that's cool. Something that I think is cool too, is it is an event that isn't just like a school-oriented thing, right? Like, it's a Saturday. A lot of times school events aren't really held like on weekends off of those campus, right? So you have this thing going on at the Alito Opera House on Saturday, September the 20th, and like I said, not just a school event really, but a community event really, where there's a lot of people who aren't really involved in the school or aren't involved with any of the kids really that are auctioning things off that come and support. So, I mean, is that pretty cool too, to get to kind of, you know, see that type of support from people outside of the school specifically that show up and support the art gala every year too?
Yeah, definitely. It's cool, like, to see people, you're like, oh, I've never seen them before, but they're still coming to support the art and the school, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, so I asked Patrick this. I want to ask you the same thing, Molly. What is the, talk about your, you know, piece of artwork that you're having auctioned off. Just kind of describe the process of creating it.
So I actually, last week, I started a completely different piece, and then, like, halfway through the week, it just wasn't working, so I had to start something new, and I did, like, a stamp of the Alito sign, and then I did the background, so it's, like, a stamp of the sign.
Cool. And then there's the last thing I have for you both, and this is really directed towards Molly, I guess, because, again, she's the spokesperson, older kids. So for someone who hasn't showed up before, I want to give you a chance to, like, kind of give a sales pitch. Why should someone come to this event on Saturday, September the 20th, the Mercer County Art Gala, year three of the event? Someone who hasn't been there before, why should they come out and give it a try?
Well, first of all the kids and the adults worked really hard to put it together. And I think seeing people come out and bid for the pieces, and even if they don't bid, even if they just come, it really inspires everyone to keep going and to keep making art.
The third annual Mercer County Art Collective Art Gala coming up in a couple of weeks, Saturday, September 20th, the date at the Alito Opera House in Alito. Molly Dixon, Patrick Fuller, appreciate the time, guys. I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.